Messiah. He's going to fix all the evil things that Hussein Obama has done to the United States of America. Because he has orange hair. Oh, it's a new era. There's a new president in town. There's a new Messiah. He's a Republican. I'm going to get to make fun of Republicans. Oh, I'm going to get 4 years. 4 years of asking you conservatives, hey, is Trump living up to what you expected him to live up to? Oh, and you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan. Look for your conservative space, safe space, because this ain't it. Yes, you can shove your opinions up your ass. That way Trump's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely third possibility. You can go fuck yourself because you are wrong and I'm right. Yes. Oh, I am the great one and you can go fuck yourselves. Good morning, children. I'm having my cup of coffee, hanging out, doing the podcast. Was going to record this yesterday. However, yesterday I did not have an opportunity to record Stating the Obvious podcast, the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile my intellect homes in our destroy stable motherfucking status all around the world. Does not matter. As The Rock would say, it doesn't matter what kind of statist you are. You can be a left-wing statist, a right-wing statist, a homo statist, a GLBTKKK statist. You can be a statheist. You can be a cyber statist. You can even be an anarcho-sissy. It does not matter what kind of statist, what kind of social justice warrior, what kind of socialist, what kind of femistatist you are. Doesn't matter. The cruise missile, my intellect, will fuck you up. Okay, here we go. I'm still allergic to winter. Wait, I need that. I'm turning shit off that I need. So I do that with women. I turn them off, but I need them. Okay, so yesterday, hang on. So before, what was I, Randy, what was I about to talk? Oh, I was about to do that. Okay, before I do that, Oh, okay, well, before I do that, I'm the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the internet. On the internet since 1999, podcasting for 12 years. That's 12 years. That's longer than your marriage lasted. 12 years. Go fuck yourself. When you've been podcasting for 12 years, feel free to critique me. Until then, go fuck yourself. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's a sound engineer, and she keeps me on track by reminding me that I'm supposed to do this stuff. I'm supposed to tell you this is the 21st of December in the year of our Lord Hussein Obama, 2016. So we're about to enter onto the first year of our new Lord and Savior, Donald Trump. It's going to be exciting because I'm going to get to make fun of conservatives and Republicans a little bit more. We'll do a little bit of that today, and then we'll, go, of course, revert back to making fun of left-wing statish social justice warriors. What else am I supposed to tell them? Twitterverse, CYNLIBSOC, and, of course, the theme song is You Know I'm Right by David Gilmour off his 1984 album About Face. David Gilmour, of course, being an extremely rich person and, of course, a socialist pinko who hates rich people. All right. Before I do this, because we've just started, I'm already tangenting. So I was going to record this podcast yesterday, and we didn't get around to doing it, so we're recording it this morning. It'll go out here in a couple of hours. You'll hear this. I was going to do it yesterday, and I ended up getting a call from one of the theaters I work at. They needed somebody to come in and help out. It's like this last minute thing, which is fine. That's how theater works. And again, just to quickly do my little speech, when you are reliable and when you can create value for other people and when you can do things and get shit done, people, when they need someone at the last minute, will contact you. And so they're like, hey, we need someone to come create some value. And then and I said, okay, sure. And I went and did it. So anyhow, that screwed my entire day up. But while I was there, this theater is undergoing some organizational changes. And they're bringing in some new people, because of course we're not promoting from within. That would be a terrible idea. We're bringing in new people. When I say we, I mean the management. I have nothing to do with this. It's the royal we. Management is bringing in these new people from outside the organization who, one of them has no actual theater experience. And yet this person has been essentially put in charge of operating the theater. no theater experience in charge of operating the theater. And so this woman, are you surprised that's a diversity affirmative action hire? This woman, who has no theater experience, but is in command of all of us, right? Those of us who have worked there for 5 years, 10 years. This woman, this affirmative action hire, who has, did I mention, no theater experience, is in command of people who have been doing theater, not just working at this place, because we've been for a while. I mean, I'm one of the newest people here, and I've been there for over 5 years. She's in command of people who have been doing theater for 10, 15, in the case of some of these people, 20 years of experience. This woman is telling us what to do. She has no idea what anything is. She doesn't even know the term. She has nothing. She doesn't know the term, nothing. And yesterday, during the day, while she's there in command, upper management assigned her an assistant to help her out. And other people at the theater, including women, including other, are coming to me because, you know, we go to each other and we talk, and they come to me because I'm one of the more competent people there, and sometimes I actually know things about what's going on. They're coming to me and they're saying, great one. Why in the fuck does she have an assistant? Do you have any? I'm like, I have no fucking idea. Like, I have done this job. You have done this job. There's a bunch of us here who have done the job she's doing before. The duties that she is performing used to just be rotated around among other people. Among those of us who are in the upper echelon in the most competency level. And we're all looking at each other like, why in the fuck does she need an assistant? We've all done this job before without any fucking assistance. You know, and you come to me and say, great one, why are you so hateful towards women? I'm not hateful towards women. I'm hateful towards affirmative action hires. Okay, I'm hateful towards my enemies. I am hateful to, well, you think women shouldn't be in, well, this is exactly why I come on this podcast and I say women shouldn't be in the workplace. Yes, there's a couple of exceptions out there, but for the most part, this woman who was hired because of her gender, who has no experience, is now costing the theater twice as much money because in order to, not just paying her to do her job, they have to bring in an extra person that's never been brought in before to be her assistant. Because she doesn't know how to do the job she was hired to do. Clients of the theater have already come to me and complained about her and said, who the fuck is this bitch? She doesn't know anything. Why is she here? And I'm like, hey, guys, I mean, I understand why you're coming to me, but I did not make this choice. I am not in the upper echelons. I am not in management. I'm just one of the people who knows what's going on and does the work and can answer the questions and can solve the problems. Not in management. I mean, I know why an incompetent person was hired for this job. It's called affirmative action. But I can't really say that, especially since most of the people coming to me to complain about this woman's incompetency level happen to be other women. Right? And remember, you women, I like a man who's honest. I love when you girls say that because it's such bullshit. Right, you want honesty, but only to a certain point. You want me to empathize with you that she's incompetent, which she is, and I'm willing to do that. But when you say, why did they hire her? The last thing you want to hear is the truth. The last thing you want me to say unto you is, she was hired because she has a vagina. Because that's affirmative action. Because then that would be sexist. And then you get your feelings all fucking hurt. And you'd be all fucking butt hurt. And your fucking panties would be in a wad. When I say women should not be in the workplace, I need you to understand I'm not just saying that to hear the sound of my own voice. I fucking mean it. Said it before I said it again. Women, they should be nurses, receptionists, waitresses. That's really it. That is pretty much the exclusive end ability of women in the workplace. And I'm still allergic to winter a little bit, so expect some pauses while I find the cup of coffee. Or the water bottle. Now, there is something else I was going to... Oh! Yes. I'm going to talk about this again. Talked about this, what, three times? Three times a lady. It's just, every time I talk about it, it's like after it's over with, I'm like, God, I still have not fucking adequately articulated what I need to articulate about this. So let me attempt to articulate this to my satisfaction again. This whole thing where, and everybody does it, but right now we see the left-wing statist social justice warriors doing it with the trumpeting. We see this whole thing where they're coming out and they're saying, you're racist and you're hateful and you need to prove that you're not racist and you're not hateful and you need to change your ways and yada, yada, yada. Again, the Facebook post I read from the fat feminist woman where she's saying, where she's lamenting that people voted for Donald Trump to because they're tired of being called racist, and she just doesn't understand this. Guys, all of you out there, and the right wing will do the same fucking thing. It's just, again, the left wing is doing it so prominently right now. When people accuse you of this, well, you are hatred. You're hate. And this is, I love when they actually, you're hate. This is, it's not really a grammatically correct sentence. These people who are accusing you of hate, and I talked about this in the previous episode, yes, you should hate your enemies, and I'm probably going to talk about that more in the future, but all of this attempt to say unto you, you are hate, that you are engaging in hatred, is merely an attempt to manipulate you into behaving they want, the way they want you to behave. Again, look at the presidential election. If you voted for Donald Trump, the liberals are telling you that you're racist. They're telling you you're racist because they're trying to scare you into disavowing, not supporting Donald Trump, whatnot. They're trying to scare you into changing your beliefs, your opinions, and your actions as a result. And you can tell that these people are, and I use the term people loosely, you can tell these people don't have any solid foundation for their belief systems because if there was some logical, legitimate, rational reason to vote for Hillary Clinton, well, they would just tell you what that is. But they don't. All they're doing is calling you names, calling you racist, telling you that you're motivated by hate, in an attempt to shame you into behaving the way they want you to behave. You have to recognize this, and you have to not let it work. This doesn't This does not mean that your right-wing statism is any better than their left-wing statism. It just means that these people are so full of themselves. And again, I talked about this too. The way they have just assumed the moral high ground. And thus, I encourage those of you who are Trump supporters to push back against these people, right? Ask them how, by what process they've gotten to this moral high ground. And I don't want you to do this because you're right and they're wrong. You're wrong as well as they are. I want you to do this because I just want to see more tears from the left-wing statist. I want to see the social justice warriors getting their feelings hurt as much as possible. And I want to see the bad logic and the unintelligence and just the emotional vomit. I want to see it flushed down the toilet whenever possible. Okay. Speaking of making fun of conservatives. Where the fuck is my mouse? There it is. The Messiah-ing has begun. Here we go. I get it. That you conservatives, those of you who voted for the Trumpening, I know you think that he is the Messiah, that he's going to change things. And the gushing, remember 8 years ago when Lord and Savior Hussein Obama, the first half black president of the United States and first affirmative action president was hired. Remember how the left-wing statist came out and just, oh my God, it's Obama. Everything's going to be perfect. And oh my God, everything's going to be perfect. And oh my God. And like, he's the Messiah. Remember that? I remember that. Do you remember that? I remember that. Well, here we go. This is a post over at Return of Kings. And it's entitled, Canadian Liberals Declare Self-Defense Offensive to Women. It's written by Harry Lime. I'm just jumping to the end here because this is what I'm talking about. So this is a conservative. This is a Trump supporter. Listen to this gushing. Fortunately, in Leitch, L-E-I-T-C-H, Leitch? I'm going to call her Leitch. I don't know. That's how her name is really pronounced. Leitch is this female politician up in Canada, because why we give a shit about Canada, but whatever. I mean, all the liberals are going to Canada, at least I hope they are. Fortunately, conservatives like Leitch speak truth to power. Okay. All right, look. Okay, you're writing on Return of Kings. You think you're a man, and you're going to use the phrase truth to... I speak truth to power! Okay, are you a man or are you a fucking orange-haired feminist? I speak truth to power! I have a liberal arts degree! Fortunately, conservatives like Leitch speak truth to power and demonstrate a level of impartiality to their social policy prescriptions liberals seem incapable of doing. Why is impartiality so good? This is another thing. Why you shouldn't discriminate? Really? Why not? So, let's say we have one employee who works, and another employee who shows up late, shows up drunk, doesn't do their job. Why should I not discriminate in favor of the employee who does their fucking job? What is great about being impartial? Why is impartiality? Let's say we're putting some Jews in some concentration camps and gassing them and we're invaded Poland. Yeah, I'm going to be impartial about that though. I'm going to maintain some impartiality. Okay. Let me know how that works for you. The United States has saved its socioeconomic future by electing an anti-globalist businessman. Okay, according to this truth to power person, the United States, we have saved our socioeconomic future has been saved. It's saved. Our future, socioeconomic future, it's saved. Donald Trump's not even president yet. He ain't even gone in. He's not even in. We're already saved. Oh, the right-wing Messiah has come. Oh, the trumpeting. It has come upon us, and we have been lifted. Lifted from the 8 years of Obama that has crippled our socioeconomic future. And now we're saved. It's just like Jesus came to us and he's in our hearts and we accepted him and now we're saved. Oh my God, man, 4 years of this. Four years of this. Oh my God. Now, does this not sound exactly like 8 years ago? Let's read it. Fortunately, liberals like Obama speak truth to power and demonstrate a level of impartiality to their social policy prescriptions Republicans seem incapable of doing. The United States has saved its socioeconomic future by electing a community organizer and constitutional law scholar. I mean, if you just change the phrases, does not that sound not sound exactly like something that every left-wing statist was writing and saying 8 years ago? Listen to me, girls. Okay, I know I've said nice things about you occasionally in the past. And this is my next 4 years is when I get to actually illustrate to people out there who think, well, I'm pretty sure you're a conservative because you only make fun of liberals. Girls, Donald Trump is not the Messiah. Donald Trump, and well, Donald Trump's not a politician. No, Donald Trump's a politician now. Donald Trump has been elected president of the United States. Donald Trump may not have been a politician prior to his election. Donald Trump is a politician now. And yes, all politicians are like that. Just as Obama lied in almost every campaign speech, just as Obama failed to do anything of value, just as Obama did not change anything, just as Obama did not fix anything, for various reasons, because first of all, presidents can't fix things, you have Congress, you have Supreme Court, you have society, you have the economic, you have blah, 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 also because they lie, and also because they don't care, and also because they can't. But for all the same reasons, Donald Trump is not the Messiah. And to see this sort of gush, this is my point, guys. I know, like Bernard Chapin, well, there's a difference between Republicans and Democrats, and if you just can't figure that out, you're stupid. No, Uncle Bernie. There's no fucking difference between Republicans and Democrats. This is gushing. This is, you can't get any more fucking manosphere, red pill, anti-conservative, conservative than Return of Kings. I mean, that's sort of the height of that whole fucking aspect of society, that whole intellectual movement, okay? This is it right here. This is on Return of Kings. Leech speaks truth to power. I'm Twitter painted. I'm gonna go read some more Rushby and whack off. And this politician Leech, she's a woman, and she speaks truth to power. Oh, and Donald Trump is the president. Sorry, you're a fucking social justice. Reads exactly like something written by a social justice warrior. I stood by on November 8th, rooting northward for my fellow nationalist southward. I implore you, dear reader, do the same for us. Leech has already been called Canada's Trump. She believes in self-defense and nationalism. Nationalism is not necessarily a good thing, but that's something you as a statist don't understand. And as for self-defense, if she... What do you mean she believes in self-defense? Yeah, this when people use it, she believes in self-defense. Well, what does that mean? So what? Canada's next election is in 2019. Abandon your egos, friends, and tweet to the stars. This is... Again, guys, this is Return of Kings. This is some Mangina from Canada. I think he must be from Canada, the way this reads. Going on and asking people to go on Twitter. Does this not sound... Is this not every social justice? Go on Twitter and tweet hashtag he for she. Wait, hold on. Return of King. Is this a joke? Is this like an April Fool's? Is this satire and I'm too dumb to get it? No, this is a serious question. Harry Lime, Return of Kings. Is this satire? And I'm too stupid to understand that it's satire. Abandon your egos, friends, and tweet to the stars. Tweet to the stars? Quote, Kelly Leach 2019, hashtag the real I'm with her. No, I'm serious. Is this satire and I'm too stupid to understand it? This is a supposed man. On Return of Kings website. Using the phrase truth to power. Thinking that the United States' socioeconomic future has been saved. And asking people to abandon their egos and their friends and tweet to the stars, whatever the fuck that means. Kelly Leach 2019, hashtag the real I'm with her. Is this satire? Or did the manosphere suddenly turn into a bunch of fucking pussies? Because this reads exactly like something written by a social justice warrior. And this again, this is why I know some of you out there think there's a difference between Republicans and Democrats, between liberals and conservatives, between the left-wing statist and the right-wing statist. There's not. Share articles. Send out a signal. Is that like raising awareness? Should we wear a safety pin on our fucking shirts? Could this be any gayer? Could this be any more social justice warrior? Share articles. Send out a signal. In the aforementioned insanity of Canada's Liberals over if the aforementioned insanity of Canada's Liberals over self-defense does not inspire you, I simply do not know what will. Apparently, and I just glanced at the article, apparently Canada's decided women can't have like pepper spray and stuff to defend themselves or something. I don't know, and I don't care. Again, let's just get the Liberals up there. Let's get all the people who voted for Hillary Clinton up to Canada. And then who cares? I mean, who cares if they can defend themselves? I just want them out of the United States, because then I just have to deal with the Republicans. And, you know, but again, you do one step at a time. First, we get rid of the Liberals. Then we'll get rid of the conservatives. And then we can have Ann Capodice. Guys, Donald Trump is not the fucking Messiah. There's not going to be a wall. Government spending is not going to go down. He's probably not going to reduce the debt. You people are fucking delusional. Randy, where are we on time? 30 minutes in. Okay, let me look at my fucking material here. That took longer than I thought it would, because when I first read it, I did not realize just how social justice warrior-y that was. All right. Remember, do not let people manipulate you by telling you you hate them. Yes, if they are your enemies, you should hate them. That is what enemies are for. Enemies are for being hated. I think it's going to become a new reoccurring theme here along with natural selection, because I'm just so fucking sick of hearing about hate and racism and how if you're a white man, you're racist. And if you voted for Donald, I voted for Donald Trump. Yes, I am an anarcho-capitalist. Yes, I voted for Donald Trump anyway, because I just wanted to make goddamn sure that the fucking bitch Hillary Clinton did not become president. I voted out of desperation and self-defense. Not that my vote made any difference, because Colorado went for Donald Trump, because this is the People's Republic of Colorado, and nobody here's a goddamn socialist. God, there's like nothing around me but fucking left-wing status, Donald Trump haters. Oh my God, it's just terrible. What the oh, I know what that is, never mind. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to you and rambling to myself at the same time. Let me throw this out real quick. Hope. Hope is not a process, guys. I have talked about this so many fucking times. And I know we just had 8 years of hope, and we see how much better things are with indefinite detention for American citizens and killing people in foreign countries with flying robots, bombing, 7 countries in 6 years? So we know how it works. So I'm at one of my jobs the other day, and the guy who's owning the company, and he's like, blah, blah, dee, blah, dee, blah, dee, blah, blah. He says, well, I sure hope such and such and such. And I'm thinking, God damn it. You know, this is one of the fucking problems around here. People, this is right up there with, yes, you should hate your enemies and natural selection. Hope is not a process. You can use the word hope casually in sentences like, hey, I hope you have a nice day, or, you know, I hope everything's good. That's fine. But as soon as you move into the realm of philosophy or business, as soon as you move into the realm of actually nailing down concrete thoughts or accomplishing specific goals, you have to let go of the concept of hope, right? To say unto, to be a person who owns a company and to say unto your employees, I hope somebody remembered to bring the tent. Okay. Hoping that somebody remembered to bring the tent, that is not a process. That is not a recipe for success. That is not a methodology which will allow you to accomplish a specific goal of putting a tent up. You do not hope somebody remembered to bring the tent. If you own a business, or if you're in charge at a business, or if you're trying to accomplish, it's like, okay, I need to wash dishes. By the way, I sure hope those dishes get washed. Those dishes are not going to get washed, okay? You have to physically go to the sink. You have to turn the water on. Some of you have a dishwasher. I'm old. I don't use that fucking newfangled shit. Actually, I hate dishwashers because you have to wash the fucking dishes once. Then you put them in the dishwasher. You wash them in the dishwasher. Then you take them out. Then you have to wash them again to get the shit off the dish. So, like, why? Why should I fucking wash them 3 times? I can wash them by hand and wash them once. Hoping the dishes get washed doesn't work. You have to go to where the dishes are. You have to turn on the water. You have to put the dish in the water. You have to grab the fucking rag. You have to get some dish soap. You have to fucking put a little scrubbing onto the thing. You have to do shit. Hoping. It's not a fucking process, girls. If you own a goddamn business and things that your business are going wrong and you're standing around talking about hope, that might be one of the reasons. Okay? Stop talking about hope. Hope did not work for the people who voted for Obama. It will not work for you. All right, I did that. Moving on. I talked about that. I gotta move on. I gotta move on from all this. All right, let's do this. Revisiting this, I read this couple of episodes ago. It's in the Fat Feminist Expect Me to Manage Their Emotions episode. And this is the reading of it again, in which instead of ranting and being all emotional and having fun, it was good times, don't get me wrong, I'm going to be a little more logical and analytical. Here we go. And yes, this woman is slightly overweight and she's unattractive because I looked at her picture on the internet. I don't know what kind of diploma she has. I'm sure it's liberal arts. I should check that out. Anyway, here we go. Some of you may want to unsubscribe from my blog after you read this post. Which this is, there's a word for this. I can't remember what it is. This is like setting people up. This is like an inoculation, right? She's throwing this out there because she's trying to inoculate. And again, the subtext here is, some of you may want to unsubscribe from my blog after you read this, but you're the racist, sexist, homophobic ones. Those of you who are enlightened, you are going to stay here. And because everybody wants to think that they're enlightened, people are going, oh, not me. I'm so enlightened and so multicultural and diverse that I would never unsubscribe from your blog after reading something. That's what she's doing here. However, this topic cannot be ignored. Well, actually, it can. Any topic can be ignored if you so choose to do so. I ignore things all the fucking time. And this was written before the election, as far as I can tell. As I'm reading this, I want you to listen for what's missing. There's something very important that's missing from this whole thing, unless I missed it the first time I read this. We'll find out. Listen for what's missing. Other than intelligence, logic, reason, rationality, all of that stuff. These past few weeks, the presidential election is triggering women around the world in ways that need to be expressed. It's triggering women around the world. Again, there's women are being triggered around the world, and this needs to be, why? Why does it need to be expressed? Why can all of these women around the world, why can they not manage their own emotions? Why is it men around the world are not being triggered? Because men, of course, are expected and capable of managing their own emotions. But see, women around the world, they're being triggered. Well, maybe these women need to learn to manage their emotions. Election news is everywhere. It can't be ignored. Yes, yes, it can. I ignored the election for pretty much the entire election. It can be ignored. It's called having a life. It's called controlling your environment. It's called not being stupid. I don't know. But I mean, it can't be, even by those of us who don't watch TV or read the news. No, I don't watch TV and I don't read the news, and I very successfully ignored the election. Again, this thing where women cannot control their environment. Women cannot keep themselves from being exposed to the election. And so what? I mean, other people need to do it for them. The election needs to be changed because women cannot ignore it? And it is opening a conversation that has needed to be blown apart for thousands of years. Really, thousands of years ago, Donald Trump was triggering women? I am part of several women's communities online. Right, because you have no life, you have no friends, you have nothing to do in the real world. People who are doing things, accomplishing things, creating things, making things happen, don't have time to be a part of online communities. The posts that are being posted, both publicly and non-publicly, are heartbreaking. Okay, so in other words, they are emotionally manipulative. But do these posts have any element of logic or reason behind them? What about these posts is heartbreaking? Why are they heartbreaking? And more importantly, why is everyone supposed to care? I have many personal stories of my own regarding verbal and physical sexual assault and sexual shaming. She has many personal stories regarding verbal and physical sexual assault and sexual shaming. In other words, she has been sexually assaulted, verbally and physically, by people in her past. In other words, she has chosen to associate with the sort of people who sexually assault her verbally and physically. In other words, she has chosen not to discriminate about what kind of people she will spend her time with. She has chosen to not have standards in the people she spends time with. She's a liberal Democrat. I bet most of the people she spent her time around are liberal Democrats. If there's all these people who are sexually assaulting you, why are you hanging out with them? Why are you spending time with these people? Why, again, this when you stop hating people, you lose your ability to discriminate. You lose your ability to sort good people from bad people. If you try to love everyone, which is what the liberals want you to do, right? Well, you voted for Donald Trump. You hate people. You're supposed to love everybody. Okay, if loving everybody is so great, why the fuck don't you left-wing statists love everybody, including the Trump supporters? I notice you hate the Trump supporters, but it's okay though, right? Because the standards don't apply to you because you're a left-wing statist. Okay, so she's made the choice in her past to hang out with people who sexually assault her. Again, why is this my problem? Why is this your problem? Why is this a conversation that's needed to be blown apart, whatever the fuck that means, for a thousand years, for thousands of years? And Trump's comments and actions are triggering me personally. Okay, again, another admission that you cannot control your emotions. This is why you're not equal to me. This is why you should not be in the workplace. This is why you should not have a job. This is why you are not equal. Trump said some words and did some things, and you cannot control your emotions. Sucks to be you, doesn't it? I have spent years of my life. Okay, here comes. I have strived so hard. Oh, I've done so much. Brace yourselves, right? I have spent years of my life going deep inside myself, because no man will go deep inside her.
Hold on, that was good.
All right, hold on. That just came to me at the spur of the moment. Okay, I have spent years of my life going deep inside myself, because no man will, to find forgiveness for the collective masculine. All right, this is great. This enlightened princess cunt has made such a sacrifice. She has spent years of her worthless life going deep inside herself to find forgiveness for the collective masculine. Now, I'm really not sure what the fuck the collective masculine is, but I assume she just means men in general. See, she's such a wonderful person that she has spent years of her life trying to find forgiveness for men. Because you see, we men, we need forgiveness because we're just broken. There's something wrong with us. We need to be forgiven because we're not perfect like fat feminist cunts are. We need her forgiveness. Oh, Isn't it so wonderful? Isn't she so pure and special? She's enlightened. She's spent years of her life going deep inside, not just inside, but just deep, deep inside herself to find forgiveness for men. See, this is a manipulation I'm talking about. See, she's tried to find this forgiveness for us because we're so broken. And the way we can prove to her we're not broken is to vote for Hillary Clinton. This is female manipulation at its finest. And yes, all women are like this. All of them. I know there's these women out there, they're on Twitter, and they're concerned. Aaron Cleary's talked about this a number of times. It's so true. You know, these chicks out there, I'm a conservative, and men are just like, oh my God, she's a conservative, and she's killing, oh my God, I'm sorry. Right? I mean, even Judgy Bitch, right? Judgy Bitch wrote the whole thing about how, okay, she wrote the thing, yes, I'm tangenting, shush, hey, Randy, all women are like that, you're a woman, shush. And, okay, so Judgy Bitch wrote the thing, right, about how women shouldn't vote. And she says, well, women shouldn't vote because they don't serve in the military. People say, well, what about let's them serve in the military? And then Judgy Bitch says, well, but the thing is, if you say women are, should be drafted, right? So if you say women should be drafted, the first thing that'll happen is women will start making exceptions. First, they'll say, well, women who are pregnant shouldn't be drafted. And then they'll say, well, women who have children shouldn't be drafted. Women who have single mothers, whatever, shouldn't be drafted. And they'll make these exceptions, and thus women will not really be eligible for the draft in the same way men are. Like, okay, great. See, point taken. Beautiful. So Judgy Bitch writes this thing, and she says women shouldn't vote. And she's, that, right, that's a reason, is because if you make women eligible for the draft, women will start making exceptions. Okay. Then Judgy Bitch comes back in a later post and says, well, women shouldn't vote, but women who have been elected by men more than once, maybe those women should be allowed to vote. And then later on, JB comes back and she writes a post and says, well, maybe women who have sons should be allowed to vote. And it's like, Judgy Bitch, remember how you said women would make exceptions to the draft and that's why they shouldn't be allowed to vote? Now, you've said women shouldn't be allowed to vote. Now you're making exceptions to that. And you don't get much more conservative than Judgy Bitch. Yes, all women are like that. She makes this fucking rule, women shouldn't vote, and then she starts making exceptions to it. Because this is how women work. Again, what's the fucking phrase? Shit. All, goddammit. My brain hurts. It's either objective or it's subjective. Right? It's like guns. Everybody can own a gun. Anybody can own property. As soon as you start making exceptions, you've moved into subjectivity. I mean, women shouldn't be allowed to vote. Oh, but here's some exceptions. Well, nope, not going to happen. All right, I'm not even sure how I tangented like that. Yes, you can make fun of me later, and Randy will make fun of me later. All right, and oh God, we're not. This is going to be a two-parter. I don't care. I'm fine with that. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Spent years of her life. I love all men. And I will never judge one man based on another's actions. Okay. Again, this is just lying. I love all men. Do you love Donald Trump? I mean, why is this? This is the thing. People, your hatred, you hate women. No, I'm just not stupid. When a fucking stupid bitch writes on her website, I love all men. Those are four words. All men. Now, I know there's trannies and all this other shit. The category all men includes every human which identifies as a man. Adolf Hitler. Donald Trump, George Bush, So when you say Roosh, Roosh V. When you say, I love all men, that means you love all men. Do you love the men who verbally and physically sexually assaulted you? You're lying. You're saying, I love all men in order to try to convince people that, again, that you're a good person, that you're this enlightened, tolerant individual. You're lying. You're not convincing me that you're enlightened. You're convincing me, you're giving me actual evidence that I can look at, that you are a liar. That you are saying, you are writing, in this case, words on the internet in an attempt to emotionally manipulate people into doing what you want them to do, which is vote for Hillary Clinton. You are telling me that you are intellectually dishonest. You are telling me you don't know what these words mean. You are telling me you are not a coherent, logical, rational thinker. I love all men, which is a lie, and I will never judge one man based on another man's actions. Men are absolutely amazing. Now remember, these men who are absolutely amazing are also the men that she's had to go deep inside herself to find forgiveness for, because we're so flawed, we're so fucked up, we're so inferior to her, that she's had to go deep inside for years to find forgiveness for us, but we're amazing. This is the most schizophrenic, emotionally manipulative bullshit ever. And there will be more of this emotional manipulation bullshit in the next episode of Stating the Obvious, when I continue reading and analyzing this load of horseshit.